This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Oman's foreign minister said Saturday that the top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East had discussed with his country the possibility of Washington designating Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement as a terrorist group. Two sources familiar with the matter told Reuters last month that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration had threatened to blacklist the Houthi movement, which has been battling a Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen since 2015. The United Nations is trying to revive peace talks stalled since late 2018 to end the war that has been in a military deadlock for years, with the Houthis still holding the capital Sana'a and most big urban centers. Aid workers have raised fears that if Washington designates the Houthis as a terrorist group, it could prevent life-saving aid from reaching Yemen, where more than 80% of the population needs help. Germany's highest court upheld on Saturday a ban on a demonstration in the northern city of Bremen. It was planned by opponents of lockdown measures aimed at containing the spread of the coronavirus. Lower courts had already denied permission for the protest planned for Saturday afternoon, at which 20,000 demonstrators were due to convene in the city center of Bremen. Although most Germans accept the latest lockdown light to curb the spread of the coronavirus in a second wave, critics say the amendment endangers citizens' civil rights. While daily infection numbers are no longer rising as sharply as previously, case numbers have stagnated at a high level, and Germany reported its highest single-day death toll since the start of the pandemic on Wednesday. And the U.S. Pentagon has appointed two close political allies of President Donald Trump to a defense board, continuing a purge of Defense Department staff in the waning weeks of his administration. This is VOA News. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot via 70 clinics on Saturday. It's Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease, according to the city's coronavirus task force. The task force said the Russian-made vaccine would first be made available to doctors and other medical workers and social workers because they all run the highest risk of exposure to the disease. Moscow is the epicenter of Russia's coronavirus outbreak. The city registered 7,993 new cases overnight, up from 6,868 a day before, and well above the daily tallies of around 700 seen in early September. The age for those receiving shots is capped at 60. People with certain underlying health conditions, pregnant women, and those who have had a respiratory illness for the past 2 weeks are barred from a vaccination. Scientists have raised concerns about the speed at which Russia has worked, giving the regulatory go-ahead for its vaccines and launching mass vaccinations before full trials to test its safety and efficacy have been completed. The world caseload for COVID-19 has reached over 65.8 million, with a death toll of over 1.5 million. In the United States, which leads the world in both infections and death tolls, there have been over 14.3 million cases and nearly 279,000 deaths. In South Korea, a spike in COVID-19 cases has public health officials urging people to move Christmas and New Year's festivities from in-person to online. South Korea reported 629 new coronavirus cases Friday, a nine-month high in a country that for months has been a model of virus containment. Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said 463 of the new infections were from Seoul and its surrounding areas. And Italy's prime minister signed an order Thursday limiting travel within the country during the Christmas holiday period until January 6. Allowances will be made for work as well as health and emergency reasons. Italy recorded 23,255 new COVID-19 cases Thursday and 933 deaths. And the Tokyo Organizing Committee and Japan's national government say the cost of the postponement for the Tokyo Olympics could reach about $2.8 billion. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.